Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here, and our guest today, offensive lineman Jim Cordle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Anita, how's it going?
It's great. It's great. How's it going for you guys? I mean, you last four games, four wins. You guys went 0-6, now 4-0. You're sitting 4-6 in the NFC East. You got to feel excited about that.
We do. We feel very excited about it. When we were 0-6, we didn't get down. We said, hey, well, let's win one. We wanted to be at this point 4-6, but at that time it was, hey, let's get to 1-6, then 2-6, 3-6, 4-6. Now let's get to 5-6.
Talk about the feel, the atmosphere in the field in the locker room right now. As you said, difficult going 0-6, wanted to turn around. Now you guys have won four straight. A little bit more swagger, confidence in that locker room right now?
Yeah, there is. Even at 0-6, we still had it. We just weren't showing it on the field. This great group of leaders in this locker room. And they held us together all that time, when we were down, we were losing games, weren't playing great, held it together. We started to play better, even though we weren't winning, we started to play better. And then it was all about finish and Coach Coughlin and four quarters and you know how that goes. But it's we're playing with a little bit more swagger now.
Just a reminder, phone lines are open. This is your opportunity to call into the show. If you've got a question for Jim, by all means, we welcome you to do so. 201-939-4513. You talk about head coach Tom Coughlin and getting a lot of praise as of late. And there's a number of media outlets that are saying that if you guys do turn this around and even make it to the playoffs, this might be Tom Coughlin's best coaching year. I mean, what has it been like for him this season?
Coach Coughlin's, the whole time I've been here, he's always been positive, encouraging, wants to win, very enthusiastic. It's Coach Coughlin, if I could be one of those Warriors in the 300 movie, you know, they get 10,000 people, however many people they're outnumbered by. After you hear a speech from Coach Coughlin, you're ready to go to war, you're ready to fight. And he's held us together along with the leaders this whole way and really just been great. We want to play hard for him, and I'm happy that we're winning now.
Great stuff. All right, so six starts now at the center spot. Kind of for folks who are just kind of tuning in, really don't know the history and really kind of the trials and tribulations, what you've been through with this organization, why don't you break it down for us, kind of share the road to, of course, now having six starts at the center position.
It's been a long road. I came in 2010, undrafted free agent, working hard just to try and make it somewhere on the team. Really, when I was a rookie, I didn't expect to make the roster. I was fighting for a practice squad spot is the way I looked at it. Going into camp, when you're 13, maybe you get 10 reps in a preseason game, so you have to make everyone count. I was very happy to make the practice squad in 2010, and I took a lot of pride in that. I really felt a big part of the team, even though I was just on the practice squad, running the scout team in practice. Came back in 2011, didn't fit on the roster right away. Was back on the practice squad for 4 or 5 weeks, and then I got called up, and I got thrown right into the action, kickoff return. I had three long snaps in the game when Zach Diossi got a concussion. Then Chris Snee got a concussion, and I went in to play guard against the Seahawks. 2011, then we ended up winning the Super Bowl. Came back in 2012, again on special teams, didn't play as much on offense, guys stayed healthy, which was good. Came into this year, just wanted to contribute more, and it's a bad break for Boss, but it's given me a big opportunity, and I'm very happy to have it, and I'm just trying to help the team win.
You know, pretty interesting. I'm not sure if a lot of Giants fans realize the road that Andre Brown had as well, kind of on and off practice squad. Does it kind of give you a little extra, like, edge, added motivation when you're jumping from the practice squad to active roster as opposed to an offensive lineman just coming in the league and, like, Justin Pugh and starting right away? I mean, does it kind of give you a little edge?
Yeah, you got an underdog chip.
Yeah.
Andre's been with other teams, and he's
exactly.
been all over. But, yeah, absolutely. I came in, and I still have that a little bit, that underdog edge. The only guy on the line undrafted, and just want to prove myself each and every play.
All right, so now, again, starting center for six games for the Giants. Talk about the unit. I know you've got Deal and Kevin Booth on both sides of you. Talk about what they've done to help you as well.
Great veteran leaders. They're obviously good players, and they've done a tremendous job insulating me inside and helping me a lot, technique and when I'm fitting on run fits with them, you know, it really helps because they are good players. They know the offense. We can make calls together. We can pick up blitzes, and it's great to have two veterans around me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They're coming to town on Sunday. It's going to be a heck of a game. Also, we're going to continue with your calls, 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants!
There you go.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, here with offensive lineman Jim Cordell. And, of course, you. Phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. You want to get in on the show, now's the time to do it. Before we do start breaking down the Dallas Cowboy matchup, just out of curiosity, kind of what is it like being Eli Manning's center?
It's a lot of fun. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's been great. I mean, it's a natural fit. He's got where his hand placement is, and you know, but the exchanges are good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've got a bunch of reps in practice last year with him, and it's fun to block for him.
All right, so 4 sacks, unfortunately, this past week against the Green Bay Packers. What happens when you look back and you see Eli having a rough day like that? Are you guys like, oh man, sorry? I mean, you know, sometimes quarterback gets up, he's got a shoulder pad coming out of his jersey. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, you don't want to get the quarterback hit. We talk about that all. We don't even say the sack word. It's the S word in the offensive line room, and yeah, we got to keep him. We have to keep him clean to beat teams. And a couple sacks. Now, one of them I think was that one right there. I was kind of late getting over to the mic with Deal on a 3 technique.
Right.
The end got beaty a little bit. But he couldn't step up, so a combination of myself and Beattie. One of them, I think Eli tried to. He had the big run that got called back.
Right.
And then he I think one of the sacks he tried to run, saw somebody stepping up, slid, for a negative yard, and I think they counted that as a sack. But that's all right. But we got to, yeah, we'll keep him clean. And
we have a caller.
Oh, do we?
We're going to bring on 201-939-4513. This is Kaiser from Yonkers. Kaiser, you're on with Jim Cordell.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Anita. Tell me the difference between, you know, the excitement of getting those first starts, you know, at the beginning of the season, and now that you've had some repetition and you're starting to become part of the regular fabric of the team. What goes through your head each game? Is there a different feeling that when the anticipation of, oh, I'm going to start and maybe I won't start the next game, and now you're starting consecutive games? What's the mindset?
Great question.
Yeah, the mindset now is I definitely have more confidence, more comfortable, ready to go each week, I think. The first start, I was definitely nervous. Now, it was Kansas City, and it's the first start, and it's a good defense.
Right.
But now that I've got the game reps, the consecutive starts, I'm definitely more confident and more comfortable and feel that my game preparation is, when I get out on the field, that I'll be able to execute it.
All right, so head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media earlier this afternoon, and a question was posed to him about you, and his response was that you've held your own against guys you were overmatched with, and he's really impressed with what you've done so far. Obviously, that's got to make you feel good, but what's the mindset going in against guys that you're quote-unquote overmatched against?
it's kind of the same thing. I still have that underdog chip that I want to prove that I can block these guys. And I my mind says I know I can block them. Now, it's going to take technique. It's going to take effort because they are more talented. But I know that I can do that, and I can execute my job, and I can block guys that are overmatch me.
All right, so let's talk about your matchup this week against the Dallas Cowboys. Jason Hatcher, defensive tackle, 7 sacks on the season, very disruptive player. You excited for that one?
Yeah, we're excited. This is just with Sean Lee out now, definitely, if it wasn't already, the defensive linemen are the strength of the Dallas Cowboys. So as offensive linemen, we look forward to that because we can control the game and we can win the game just the five of us. Jason Hatcher is really good. He mostly plays a 3 technique, so I'll be very conscious in our slide protections, making sure the guard has inside help. He knows that Hatcher can't swim inside because I'll be there to knock him down.
Well, DeMarcus Ware has come out and said he's definitely playing this game, although he's not 100%. Who knows, maybe 75%, 85%. And Eli Manning told the media earlier today that on third down, they kind of move him around a lot. Is he the type of player that every time you come to the line of scrimmage, you're always like, where's DeMarcus Ware?
Well, you have to be aware of him, but he does flip sides. But our tackles are confident that they can get it done. We'll definitely be concerned where Hatcher and Ware are. If they're together on the same side, now we have to be aware of games. They're very good at playing off of each other. Maybe it might not even be called a TE, but Ware will fit off of Hatcher and insert in the rush lane that comes open. They're very productive, and yes, we will watch those too.
All right, we have more calls. 201-939-4513. We go all the way to the left coast, California. Andy is joining us. Andy, you're on with Jim Cordell. What's your question?
Hey, Jim. My question is, given that the Giants still have, I guess, David Boss around, even though he is on IR, and someone like Sean O'Hara, who is kind of, you know, an integral part of the offensive line for so many years, have you been able to pick their brains at all, kind of, for given their experience level? You know, I'm especially interested in Sean, seeing as he's, you know, a regular contributor to this program. But has he been at all a mentor or kind of stepped in and to help you kind of ease your transition into a starting role?
Yeah, definitely. Sean, I came in and Sean was here, and it was amazing. I came in as a rookie, and he's spent a lot of time helping me learn the offense. And I thought I would come in and guys wouldn't even pay attention to me, and here was Sean O'Hara helping me. And it's great. He still comes around. I just talked to him yesterday. We talked for about 15 minutes, talking schemes, and I'm definitely using him. And he wants to help me, and I love hearing what Sean has to say. And then obviously Boss is around. He's been rehabbing a lot recently, but he's been a great help. And Snee too. You know, Snee's on IR, but he's around all the time. And those two guys all three of those guys have so much experience. And I'm trying to take as much of it as I can.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure having you in today, and good luck on Sunday against the Cowboys.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're making the switch. What does that mean? Jeff Fiegels joins me in studio. We'll continue to talk Giants-Cowboys matchup on Sunday and take your calls, 201-939-4513. As we make the switch, enjoy the sights and sounds to last week's Giants game against the Green Bay Packers.
Great day for football. Nice and cool, no wind in the Meadowlands, that never happens. One of the oldest rivalries in football, story franchises, NFC showdown, should be a good. Don't miss nothing, don't blink.
Hey man, there's only one way to work, and that's work hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We home. We in that home blue. There's only one way to be great, and that's through Giants Stadium. And you know how that go. Dre, you know how that go. You know how that go. CJ, what up? Every time we touch the ball, we to the house. To the house on 3. 1, 2, 3.
To the house.
One game at a time, baby. One play at a time, baby.
Dude, let's play a complete game today. Offense, defense, y'all boys on special teams. Let's root each other on. They shouldn't be close today.
Hey! What's better than 3? What's better than 3? What's better than 3? Let's go ahead and get the jobs on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Two to the right. Manning
back to throw. Steps up, climbs the pocket. Fastball over the middle. Caught by Riddle at the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 26-yard touchdown pass to Reuben Randall.
Hey, keep going. Keep going. Hey, get up in there.
Ball on the left hash. Tolzien, play fake, back to throw. Zips it over the middle. Intercepted at the 40-yard line by a leaping John Beeson. Cuts right, gets hit, and gets knocked down, and then spins ahead, fighting for extra yards. Never went down. Beeson fights and gets to midfield. Wow, what a play by John Beeson.
Somebody said that the ball was thrown by that high. You jumped up and got it.
No, but it's the same thing. I was sucked up on the play fake.
No, I'm just saying, though, by that high.
That's about it.
Pascal in motion to the left. Hand off Jacobs. He runs left to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. Time for the Jacobs quake. And for Brandon Jacobs, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season.
Hey, what was that?
Three,
he came in there laughing at me,
I'm
though.
I'm talking about your
dance. He came in laughing. I like that.
Two receivers left. Tolzien takes the snap. Pass intercepted as he threw it right. Picked off by a jumping Jason Pierre-Paul, and he runs it in for the touchdown. He jumped right in the passing lane, just as he did last year in Dallas. And finally, Carl, you could say you're down with JPP.
Hey, I called it.
Are you back up?
I called it.
I hope you mic'd up. I called it, bro. He was in the Hall of Fame.
You can run with a little more swag than that, though.
Tolzien takes a knee-high snap. He's back to throw. He gets hit. Avoids the sack from Tuck. Now he's it down the middle of the field. Intercepted by a sliding Entrell roll, and he stays down at the 14.
Great job, fellas. Outstanding second half. Way to play. Way to play and get the win and play the situation. Offense, defense, again, we're getting a little bit better. We need to step up and do it a little bit better than we're doing. Let's keep improving and working hard, and then let's keep the dream alive, huh? Get a team now. Let's get a team. One, two, three.
Team!
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. What does that mean? Jeff Feagles is in studio. What's up, Feagles?
Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm great. This is our first time that, we have that 1-2 punch this season. That's great.
It's the old first time, long time.
Right.
That they do on callers. So here we are.
And the lines are still open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number you want to get in. You've got a question for myself or Jeff about the matchup. Now's the time to do it. Adorama News of the Day. Unfortunately, Hakeem Nicks did not practice today. Reports are that he has a groin injury. Hopefully it's not too serious, and hopefully he'll be back in action tomorrow, but he was on the bike.
Well, you know, he's got to be back. I mean, the Giants are going to make a run for the playoffs, if you will, in this division game. He's got to get back on that field. He's very important to this offense and important that he gets back and starts catching some touchdowns. I know that's something that he's been missing, and I think that's affecting him personally.
Yeah, it's got to be very frustrating, especially, I mean, we've been talking about this all year long, is that this is a contract year. So as frustrated as Giants fans are, especially if you own them in fantasy football, like me, please, believe me, Hakeem Nicks is even 10 times more frustrated considering it's a contract year. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, but you can't – it is frustrating, but you know what? These last games that you have for the season, you have to concentrate on what you're doing to get the team better and forget about the contract. That's all stuff that will happen after the season's over. So, you know, take one of these at a time and get back on that touchdown and being consistent and helping this team win. That's what he has to pay attention to.
All right, some other guys who did not practice today, a short list, thank God. Corey Webster, John Connor, Brandon Jacobs, McBride, as well as Terrell Thomas. This defense, Jeff, by the way, the last four games, 11 takeaways, plus 5 turnover ratio, and 9 sacks. They've really been playing well. And I spoke to Justin Tuck earlier today in the locker room, and I asked him, I said, is this team feeding off of JPP's energy? And he said, absolutely. I think that has really been the biggest difference with this defense is JPP is like vintage JPP again.
Well, he's vintage JPP, and it's important because other teams now have to realize that he is back in the lineup. He's healthy. They're going to game plan around him. But most importantly, why this defense is playing better is because of the consistency in their personnel that's in there. And John Beeson has made the difference for this football team. And also with Will Hill being in there and Terrell Thomas, the play of him and what we expected out of him, we didn't know. But he sure is having an outstanding year, and it's paid dividends, and his hard work has really improved his play on the field and for this defense.
It's pretty interesting. You know, John Beeson's come into this team. He's made plays on the field, but he's become a leader in that locker room. And that's really hard to do, especially to enter. This is the New York Football Giants. This isn't the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, to walk into a Giants locker room and become an immediate leader, especially on the defensive side of the ball, it's really impressive.
Well, it's impressive because he came from the University of Miami, and he's a smart guy.
That's right.
That's the biggest thing about that. But more importantly, he commands the attention of the other players because of his leadership and his play. And he's one of those kind of guys where sometimes guys lead by example. He leads by example, and he leads by his instructions and getting people lined up in the same. He reminds me a lot of Antonio Pierce.
All right, let's talk about the Giants stopping the run. And Eddie Lacy has been just unbelievable this season, but did not rush for over 100 yards against the Giants. They haven't given up 100 yards to a rushing unit in quite a few weeks now. DeMarco Murray's coming to town with the Dallas Cowboys, who actually had some success against the Saints prior to the bye week. Your thoughts on DeMarco Murray and how this defense is going to stop that rushing attack?
You got to be careful when you start patting yourself on the back, knowing you haven't given up a 100-yard rusher all season. Okay, you can't rest on your laurels because DeMarco Murray can get going. He had 175 yards against the Rams earlier in the year, so he can get it done. So defensively, you got to be able to just do what you've been doing all along, and that is gap responsibility, discipline by that defensive line, and just doing your job, and that's why they're getting it done.
All right, so the secondary actually gave up a few long plays to Scott Tolzien, who, as we know, the third-string quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Any concern now? You've got a first-string quarterback in Tony Romo coming to town. Any concern about the secondary giving up those big plays to Romo?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you say your concern is you have Tony Romo coming to town, because the last 4 weeks they haven't really played against a quarterback that has been in the Tony Romo category. So, yes, there is a little bit of concern there because of the fact that will Corey Webster get back in the lineup? Well, we don't know that. But you also look at McBride, who didn't practice today because he's a little bit worn out. That young man has been on the field a lot in practice and in the games. So, injuries kind of, you got to plug guys in there. Will Hosley have to go into the lineup? And against a Tony Romo, who has been very, very good this year, only 6 interceptions on the season. Hopefully the Giants can maybe turn the tide on that one.
Quick break. We're back. We'll continue to talk the Dallas Cowboys and New York Football Giants matchup. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live. Again, last chance to get your calls in, 201-939-4513. Jeff Fiegels, Anita Marks. Let's talk about Dez Bryant. Pretty interesting. The week that he was leading up to play the Saints got an epidural. I mean, that's pretty serious. I mean, we get that for childbirth.
Kids.
Yeah, I mean, to get an epidural just to be able to play football, So this is a wide receiver who's not 100%, although they are coming off of a bye. Your thoughts about Dez and how the Giants will match up against him?
Well, it doesn't matter which team you're going to – Dez Bryant, all you have to pay attention to him because he is their number one target, and you got to pay special attention to him down the field. And the Giants have done a nice job. Last week against Green Bay, they did give up a couple big plays in the passing game, but, you know, Miles Austin coming back, you know, the Giants will try to cover Dez Bryant a couple, you know, two deep and double coverage, but you can't keep your eyes off the other receivers too. But Dez Bryant, he is a game breaker, and you have to pay special attention to him and give him all the attention he needs because that's what he wants.
As you said, Miles Austin is back. Terrence Williams actually has done quite well. But also, prior to us starting the show, you said you like Cole Beasley coming out of that slot. I mean, so do you think he'll have success against the Giants on Sunday?
Well, I think because Austin Miles is coming back into the lineup, I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to try to find a way, knowing that the Giants defense is going to pay a lot of attention to Dez Bryant, and now they have to pay a little attention to Miles Austin, that Beasley could come in there and, you know, maybe a four receiver formation in the slot. You got to pay attention to him on those under routes because he's a good receiver. He's had a great year, and Williams too. So these two young guys here are a valuable outlet for Tony Romo.
And we can't forget that the Dallas Cowboys have one of the best tight ends in the business in Jason Witten. Do you see a Will Hill matchup here? Do you think Will Hill's the guy to really take Jason Witten out of the game on Saturday?
I don't think really anybody can take Jason Witten out of the game. And I'm telling you, as long as we've been watching Giants games and playing in Giants games, Jason Witten is the man against the Giants, so they have to. But he's a big guy. He can cover him, but it's a tough assignment.
All right, so let's talk about special teams. Obviously, something you're very familiar with. Steve Weatherford's really kind of been hot and cold, struggling this season. What have you seen differently from Steve Weatherford?
I've seen that they've asked a little bit more of Steve this year to be able to control the returners, and that's not as easy as it seems to be, trying to kick the ball out of bounds or away from the returners. And if you don't practice that, I'm not saying that he doesn't practice it. It's not something you learn overnight. And sometimes wind comes into effect. But the special teams, you know, they got off the snide a little bit last week against the Packers. And the fact that, you know, they were able to stop a fourth down punt fake against the Packers.
Right.
So they got to start to get that momentum going. And then, you know, these returners in the league today, you just have to be able to control them. And Steve's trying to do a good job of kicking it out of bounds, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
What about the Giants in their return game? Of course, this past week we saw Peyton Hillis was inactive because the Giants wanted Michael Cox to be a big part of that return game. But do you feel that they need more success against the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't want to talk so much about the returners as much as I want to talk about the guys that are setting it up for the returners. Those guys have to believe that whether it's Michael Cox or it's Reuben Randall, whoever it is back there, that they can get the job done. But take it upon yourself to be able to stay on your blocks and get the scheme that Coach Quinn has put in to make that happen. You saw the 35-yard return that Reuben Randall had last week. That was a jump start for the special team. They're going to need a big play against the Dallas Cowboys in the special team and not give up a big play, which they've given up a lot of those this year. 3-punt returns for touchdowns over 80 yards. I probably would have been on suicide watch if that was me. But I'll tell you, they got to kick it up a notch if they're going to make this run into the playoffs.
So, Jeff, obviously one factor that we're seeing with the Giants having success and them winning the past four games is the rushing attack and the fact that Andre Brown is back and how well he's been playing. It's amazing to me what a rushing attack can do for you, for your offensive line, for your quarterback, being able to move the chains.
And for your whole offense.
Yes.
And being able to, early in the season, the Giants could not get in a first to second down where they had a manageable third down. They're doing that now because they can run the football. They're becoming more balanced, which sets up the passing game, the play action. And that's why you're all of a sudden starting to see Victor Cruz get the football a little bit more. 100-yard receiving game out of him last week. That's what that will do. A running game will do for your offense.
Last but not least, just looking at the NFC East and where everybody kind of stands, you've got the Eagles on a bye. Obviously, the Giants play the Dallas Cowboys, and the Washington Redskins are going up against the San Francisco 49ers. So another good week of the Giants possibly grabbing a hold of this division.
Grabbing a hold of one game, that's against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday at 4:15. That's all they have to care about. That's the only thing that they're thinking about right now. And as Giants fans, need to get out to that stadium and cheer them on, and let's go.
We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Big Blue Hits right here on Giants.com at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then.